good nostrils, Francis.
I've been practicing. I've been working them out. I got tiny little nostril barbells. And 200. How fat is she?
Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Very Fine France?
Very Fine Francis.
Thank you.
Bonus improv. Joe, what is the word for us?
Obligation.
Obligation.
Is that what you think of us?
Yeah. He didn't even have to look that up.
That was just from his own brain.
Yep.
That was from the speech part of his uneaten brain.
Hmm.
Do you have obligations in life?
Sure.
Must do.
Well, yeah.
Well, obligation is something you have to do that you don't really want to do. You don't strike me as someone who does things she doesn't want to do.
Thank you. I think. Not that I'm not capable of it, but luckily, like, my life is at such a point that I'm doing the things I want to be doing. So.
That's wonderful. You deserve it.
Thank you. I'm not sure that I do, but I'm glad that I have it regardless.
That's beautiful. You should put that on a pillow and sell it.
What about you? I know you've got many obligations.
We can't even get into it. It's a real shit show. It's a real sack of farts.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's okay. I guess.
It's one of those okay sacks of farts.
Yeah, you know, my whole life is just do this, do that.
Yeah.
But one day, it'll be over.
Is this one of those, it's concerning?
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm wearing nice pants.
Yeah, they are nice pants.
Thanks. And they fit. You know, that's a real...
It's a good quality.
Sometimes the way pants. Things, like the day is dictated, it's like I have to wear like a certain outfit for like a certain event. And how the clothes fit on first attempt really dictates how the day goes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That could be a kind of a... game changer, especially if like you have something pictured in your head and then like you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, ooh, this is not looking the way it looked in my head. Like when you do that, like in Clueless, when she has like her closet where it dresses her or whatever.
Oh yeah.
It's like in my head, I have one of those for myself and but like when it doesn't look, and it almost never looks the way that I think it's going to look in my head.
It's like, who put a funhouse mirror in my room?
What
shape is that?
Scientists haven't discovered it yet.
But I have.
Yep. Yeah. Well, then today must have been off the right foot because you look good.
Thanks. Yeah, I feel good.
Good. I'm glad.
I thought you were Jenna.
Hey!
Yeah.
No, I'm Juby.
Juby.
And now, improv.
All right, Kate, get your backpack. It's your first day of high school.
All right.
I love you, so I'll take you. I guess I'll take you.
I could take the bus if this is going to be a problem
for you. No. Then everyone sees that Kate's mom... made her take the bus.
Mom. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for the ride.
Yeah. It's okay, I'll just do my work later.
Thank you. Mom?
Huh? Love you.
Do you?
Of course.
That's
my sun and my stars.
Am I? Every time something comes up that involves me, there's a lot of... involved.
You don't understand. When I was your age, I had to walk 1,400 miles in the snow.
Okay, Mom.
One way.
Mom, all right.
I lost 3 toes.
Okay. So you had 13 toes? Because you have 10 now.
They grew back.
Okay, well...
Don't look at my feet. Anyway, are you ready to go?
What, if you don't want me to look at your feet, why'd you put them up on the dashboard of the car?
I'm a mystery.
Okay.
A lot going on.
All right, Mom. Well, can we just get to school?
Yeah. Nope. I got a surprise for you.
Ooh.
We're not going to school.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, we're going somewhere else. The DMV.
What?
I got stuff to do.
You're taking me on your chores.
They're not chores.
Mom, this is my first day of high school.
So you'll be a little late and you'll skip a few classes. And I'm sure you're going to tell everyone because your mother was horrible to you.
Mom, fine.
We'll promise me you won't.
I'm not going to.
Swear on my life. Say the whole thing. Say the whole sentence. I don't trust you.
I swear on your life that I won't tell everyone that you're horrible. Can we just get this over with? I need to be at school.
All right. I'll skip the DMV.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. We just got to stop by the doctor's office because
one
of my regrown toes keeps falling off.
Mom, that's not... Mom, that's tape. It's tape on your foot.
Yeah, tape that I paid for with money I earned. I couldn't even buy a good tape because I had to buy you books.
Okay. All right. But okay, fine. Let's go to the doctor real quick.
No, I'll just take you to school.
Thank you. Okay. Oh my God. Thank you. Because it's like really important that I get there. And like, if I'm not sitting at the right desk in homeroom, like if I'm sitting at the front, like I need to be in the back with the cool kids.
Oh.
Otherwise my whole high school is ruined.
Oh, don't worry. I'm your mother and I'm not going to let you miss out on that opportunity.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Except Dairy Queen is running a special 2 dipped cones, the mother and daughter special.
Oh.
But you both have to be there.
Okay. I mean, there's a Dairy Queen on the way to school.
No, the one across town is the only one with the D.
Oh, Mom.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I can still get you there on time.
Can I just pay later for you to have an extra dip cone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
No, I want you to be cool. Here, let's just go to school.
Okay, thank you.
Here we are. Get out. Get out of the car.
Oh, thank you,
Mom. Take your stuff and get out.
Okay, all right.
Just take your stuff and go.
Mom, why are you...
What?
Why are you following me to school? Why are you... Mom, don't follow me.
I'm not following you.
Yeah, you are.
I come here sometimes.
Mom, what? Your toe fell off. Mom.
Leave it. Let's go.
Mom, don't follow me.
No, it's okay.
Mom, you're coming.
Oh, here we
are. This is my homeroom. No.
Oh.
Mom.
Oh, I got the good seat.
Oh, God damn it, Mom.
Hey, don't swear.
GD, Mom. But you took the last seat in back. There's only one seat in front.
Who's this nerd?
No. No. My mom was just leaving.
Mom?
No, that weird lady is leaving.
Mr. Johnson, I'm being harassed by this dweeb.
No. Dweeb in front, just sit down. Stop harassing the cool kids in the back.
Mom!
What? Haven't you seen Never Been Kissed?
Yeah, I have.
I love that movie. Now I have a chance.
Mom!
A chance to be cool.
You have a child. You've been kissed before.
Actually, no.
What?
Your father and I don't do that.
What?
He doesn't like my lips.
Well, I don't like them that much right now either.
You imagine your husband saying that to you? And then your daughter not wanting you to be cool.
Mom, can we not have this conversation across rows and rows of other students?
So what if everyone's looking?
They're all... Mom, they're all...
They're looking at my feet.
Oh.
Fine.
Oh my God. They're all congregating around you and they're pointing at me.
Well, you don't look very good right now.
But I look like you. I'm a young version of you with all my toes.
I can't believe you just went there.
Oh my God. Oh.
You know I'm sensitive.
Hey, leave her alone. Why are you treating her like that?
She's the cool one.
I wish that was my mother.
I'm cutting off one of my toes just to be like her.
Mom!
What? I can't help it.
They all love you.
Aren't you?
No, Mr. Johnson, what are you doing? Mr. Johnson...
I'm sorry, I put a whoopee cushion on your seat, and I'm going to make you sit on it in front of the whole class.
Mr. Johnson, no.
Cut to that night at home. Hey, honey. Hey, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom. How was Brian Lasky's car? It's a convertible, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he gave me a beer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he cut one of his toes off. So romantic.
Mom.
And he kissed me.
Oh.
He kissed me on the lips.
Oh. You've finally been kissed.
I know. Finally been kissed.
Does that mean you'll leave me alone?
Yeah. That's all we wanted.
You're not going to come to school anymore?
No, I got what I wanted. Your father's moving out, and the name of the boy you said is moving in.
Brian Lasky's moving.
Get in here. Kiss these lips.
I hadn't seen.